B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to a whole new year of Checkpoint Daily. I am your host, Norris Howard. One more time, y'all. It's 2021, as usual. I am joined by my gigantic brains, my co-hosts, my counterparts, my cohorts, Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. What's up, y'all? Welcome to 2021.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy that it's 2021. I'm so happy to be out of 2020. And I know it's just only a couple days has passed, but it does feel like a chance for, like, something new, doesn't it?
No. Every day I see the same BS that I saw the day before.
It takes more than a year for things to feel different.
We're 16 days from a new president.
That part is going to change.
If you listen to some people, we're only 17 days away from anarchy. So, I mean, should be fine.
Either way, something's changing.
It's going to be a wild 2021.
But, it is a new year, which means there's going to be a lot more new games. There's going to be a lot more new stuff around esports. A lot of competitions are going to be starting up within the next few weeks here as the winter months begin to dwindle away and we approach spring. I can't wait because the new year to me, in terms of video games, is a way to sort of wash off all of the bad feelings and all of the bad games you played the year before, and now you can get ready for some really great ones. So we're going to get into more of that. But first, I want to ask, what did you guys get into over the holiday weeks? You know, what'd you play? What'd you do? Chad, we're going to start with you. I see you rocking a new Baby Yoda pullover today.
Yeah, I got this for Christmas. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you to Ashley and Braden. But yeah, I mean, all right, what did I play over Christmas break? All right, so I didn't really play much. I'm not going to lie. I played Real Life Simulator, a.k.a. I baked a lot of food.
Okay.
So I made bread. But I think the only game I really truly touched on was a little bit of Dead by Daylight. But
yeah.
I kind of used this time to kind of just
relax.
It was so nice to not even look at a screen for a while, even though I was in a YouTube hole for a good chunk of that time. But
I did.
It was a nice like refresh. So you're right. I'm ready for the new year of games to come out. But I did succumb to the Steam sale, and I just picked up Doom Eternal for
$20. I was pissed because I didn't even think about the Steam sale until it was too late.
It's still going on. You have until tomorrow.
I have until
you have until Disco tomorrow Elysium.
Because I still 11? Haven't played Disco Elysium, which I really want to play.
Yeah, that's really good. You don't want to play that one.
Total War 3 Kingdoms is like 70% off right now.
You know what really made me mad? Or made Kiefer mad, really, not me. The Jurassic Park, was it Evolution?
Yeah.
It's $4.49, right? Guess what just was free on Epic this week?
Jurassic Park.
Kiefer bought it, and literally like 2 days later, it went free on Epic.
Wait, is that the one that's like the park simulator?
Yeah, park sim.
I gotta get that.
It's free
tycoon.
On Epic. I think until Thursday, maybe. I don't know for sure.
I have so many free games on Epic. I'm never gonna play.
I know.
I'm gonna play that one.
That's one of my resolutions, just to start playing the games that I've downloaded on Epic and Steam.
I dig. Callie, would you end up playing over the holiday?
I mean, so a lot of my holiday break was taking care of a new puppy.
That's right.
I got it.
Stole my name, but it's fine.
Sarah and I got a puppy that we named Luna, and she's a little velociraptor at this point.
Yeah.
She bites everything, literally everything.
She's teething.
She's teething big time. She gets into everything like puppies do, and she doesn't yet understand that sometimes we want to go play video games, she's not a fan of that.
She'll get used to it.
Well, eventually she will just run around the house all the time. And
you
can
have a Luna cam when you stream.
Yep, sure can.
You need to get her to sit still for that. You need to train her. Yeah. She is learning. She does know sit, and she does know leave it. So those are the basics. We're starting
all
with
right.
those. So we're getting there. That was a lot of what my break was. Otherwise, I played a lot of FF14,
mm-hmm.
an unreasonable amount of FF14.
Mm. Like a sickening amount?
I mean, I feel pretty sick.
Are you raiding now or something?
I'm not raiding, although I did start to feel the itch.
Hold on. I heard something about Final Fantasy XIV from my friend that they upped
if
the
If he said
free...
it's really gay, that's for
no.
sure.
But they
it
upped
is
the
mad
free
gay.
Amount of how far you can go
yes.
in.
Yes, you can now play through the first expansion, which is Heavensward.
Like 60, level 60
level
or something?
60.
Which is until this latest expansion.
Until Shadowbringers was the best.
Was the best expansion.
Yeah.
So you really could get, arguably, in my opinion, the best part of the game.
That was the problem before, is like your free trial was like the worst part of the game to play.
Right, because it was 20, I think, was the cap.
It was level
or
30 originally. It was 30. And they upped it to 50.
Yeah.
Oh. And now it's 60.
Okay.
And 60, and you can do Heaven's Ward, which is a markedly better story.
Last time I played, it was 30. So
No, it's up to 60. If you haven't played in a while, it might be worth checking it out.
All right. You know,
you can go to either Mateus or Balmung, sir.
I have been playing WoW as well. So that's the other one that's been.
Well,
so
yeah.
I need to get through that, and maybe I'll start dabbling.
If you're on the, what is it, the Aether data center?
Crystal.
Crystal. If you're on the Crystal data center, you could go to my server or Callie's server if you need help. Mm-hmm. So. We will be there for you, regardless of what job you play, because between the two of us, we can tank or heal.
That's what I was accomplishing, actually, is I now have a level 80 tank, healer, physical DPS, caster DPS.
Sweet!
And I also have now cleared 4 of the 5 facets in the Crystarium.
Nerd.
All that's left is fishing, and I won't do it.
Ooh.
I can't bring myself to do it. Ooh. I heard fishing is terrible in this
game,
and
terrible.
It was terrible in 11.
It's worse than 11.
I can't do it, man. I'm sitting there like the last guy is in there just like winking me in the face because he's like, come on, you finished the other 4. I'm like, I did, but I don't want to do fishing.
Oh, man. I over the break, played a lot of Cyberpunk, as flawed as it is. I said this on Twitter a few weeks ago, but I am very in love with Night City, the setting.
Yeah,
the setting is amazing. Some of the characters you meet are amazing. It's great. And then a car spawns out of thin air and lands on you and launches you 90 feet in the air, you know? Or you get a quest where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so invested in it. And then the partner, the little companion you get for the quest, just never leaves you. They just follow you around until you reload the save. So there's a lot still wrong with this game, but there's a good game underneath there somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta get through. I think they said they're doing 2 more patches, January and February. So I imagine through those, they'll probably get the biggest, you know, ones out.
At this point, I'm just waiting for like the bespoke next gen version.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the game in June when it's
there.
Good.
There you go. And by that time, like the official like PS5 Series X version will be out with all the bells and whistles and updates, and probably the game that actually should have been out in the first place is out.
Right.
So there's that, and I got gifted the new FIFA. I still have not spent my own money. I'm holding to my word that I will not spend money on FIFA. And I'm still holding it out. I'm not buying any packs. I'm not doing everything is going to be earned in game.
All right.
I'm not giving EA any more of my money unless it's a Star Wars game.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm even taking that back unless it's the next Jedi Fallen Order.
There
game.
You go, Jedi Fallen Order 2.
They've earned my
sequel.
I came that close to getting it on Steam,
it's
too.
Good.
It's $23.99, I think, right now. Ooh, all right.
You didn't play any of the Dark Souls games, right?
No, I'm not a Dark. I've tried.
So,
Kiefer makes me try to
play on normal. Play on normal.
Yeah, Jedi Fallen Order, if you play on the harder difficulties, is Dark Souls Star Wars. On the easier difficulties, though, it's fine.
It's Jedi Outcast.
I was watching Kiefer play
The Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Neo 2, which is just Samurai Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
You can make your own character, which I was like, all right, I kind of like that.
But anyway, with all that said, guys, we hope you also had a great holiday, but new year, new me. With that said, here's what's happening in the world of video games.
Alrighty, friend of the show, Jacob Wolf has joined Dot Esports as their chief reporter and investigative lead. So, first of all, excellent pickup
awesome.
For Dot Esports.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Awesome. A return. I believe he worked for Dot Esports previously.
One of the biggest free agents on the market in the esports space right now is a reporter, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Jacob Wolf working for Dot Esports, kind of a match made in heaven, I would think, a return for him. And obviously, he does incredible work. We have nothing but respect for him here. I'll just say it. If you wanted to get back into the business, Jacob, you could have asked.
Listen, you know what?
We'd make room for you. We'd fire Chad.
We would not fire Chad.
No, we'd fire me. most likely.
Yeah, it's true. But but with that said, you know, I'm really happy to hear about this because Jacob Wolf, along with a handful of others, are very much so a journalist, you know, a writer. Very happy to see Jacob at Dot Esports because, to me, I think esports in general kind of lacks a lot of that more hard-hitting content, you know, long-form stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited to see what Jacob has, and as a lead reporter, lead investigative reporter, he'll be given the freedom to be able to do that kind of stuff. So I'm excited to see what's coming from Dot Esports in the future.
It's nice to see that he's going somewhere that, because we saw what ESPN recently said about like all their kind of reporters and stuff, like in a recent article.
Chad, just to kind of surmise, what did ESPN say about
it? I'll have to look it up. Hold on. We put it into the chat. I don't want to like say something.
Yeah, you don't want to misquote or anything like
here,
that.
Hold on, I have it in my chat. Like Facebook's not loading.
But if you are unfamiliar, Jacob Wolf, yes, formerly of ESPN Esports, the now defunct ESPN Esports, they came out and said to Forbes they had a selection of comments, which Chad is bringing up the exact quote, but I believe it is something to the effect of essentially people weren't clicking on esports content.
All right. So this is from the Washington Post.
Ah, WAPO. Thank you.
It was WAPO. Esports on ESPN.com was by far our lowest traffic section and was among the most resourced relative to traffic and compared to other sections. Both considerations were factored into the difficult decisions we had to make as a result of the pandemic's impact on our business. We are still committed to esports as an opportunity to expand our audience and will continue to do so through programming and coverage from the broader team, from major events and breaking news.
Hey.
But that to me just sounds like, yeah, it was just too much money for a little game, and we weren't willing to like stick it out.
How can you say something is that resource? It was a staff of four, and
yeah, there wasn't very many.
It was a staff of, I believe, four or five. They had a green screened set, which I'm sure was just a corner office in Bristol somewhere. And it's not like anybody was flying anywhere. So what resources?
Not recently, at least. Anyways.
What resources are they talking about? Meanwhile, I guarantee you, they had a few beat reporters, at least a handful in the bubble in the NBA, which you got to pay them a per diem to be down there.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know. It's one of those things where I feel like that's a lot of corpo speak. Well, listen, God, I've been playing too much Cyberpunk.
Corpo speak.
Yeah. Listen, not enough people were clicking. That's the end of it, really.
I don't even know if it was just a matter of clicking. It just seemed like a lot of – this looked like they were like, all right, what's the lowest denominator? That one, trim it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was still baby. It's still a baby
in
the grand scheme of ESPN. And, like,
It didn't get a good chance to breathe.
No.
Anyway.
All righty. RuneScape has turned 20 years old today.
I am so old.
20?
Yeah,
RuneScape. Why do I feel like it was older?
RuneScape is 20 years old, meaning it is older than FF14. It is older than World of Warcraft. It's older than FF11.
Really? Mm-hmm. I guess I remember RuneScape and World of Warcraft around the same time.
Well, they were close to the same
time. They are contemporaries.
They're 3 years apart.
Yeah, they are contemporaries.
Okay. 2001 and 2004.
Yeah, the thing about RuneScape, and Chad, you hit the nail on the head, I thought it was older. So
like
does everyone else.
Yeah, I feel like I got, like, I had RuneScape demo discs that came along with, like, my PS1.
Yes. I thought RuneScape, a part of me puts RuneScape in the same bucket as, like, EverQuest damn near.
Yeah.
It's simply because it feels that, it feels that old to me.
This is a game that has famously had their currency higher valued than like that of some countries.
Yes,
Venezuela.
It was Venezuela. Back in I believe 2018.
Yeah, they had a Venezuelan RMT problem.
Yes, they had farms, literal, you know, PC farms of people in Venezuela that were real money trading the gold in RuneScape because it was more valuable than the Venezuelan Bolivar. Which we did confirm this.
Yes,
we looked this up. it was a crazy thing then, but RuneScape is, again, one of those games that goes to show that if you build an MMO good enough.
Not great.
Last forever.
Good enough.
Well, there's a difference between, and WoW had the same challenge, and they did a pretty decent job of doing it. There's a difference between something that is like great and first or you know, nostalgic. Because yeah. RuneScape kind of didn't really change at all, but it still has that fan base because it's very nostalgic. WoW didn't do that, and then they had to push back and do Classic, and now they got all those people back.
Yeah, I think like RuneScape is, and Norris, you hinted at it, is a classic example that if you can do an MMO well enough, you'll exist in perpetuity. FF11 still exists.
Still going.
Star Wars Tor, for as much as we joked about the Tortanic, still going. Is around.
What?
DC
what
Universe Online
still going.
Exists.
The only one I know that officially died and is kind of a bummer.
City of Heroes.
That's what I mean. Like, games actually dying and disappearing and going
MMOs
away.
MMOs specifically,
is
yeah.
not a common thing. Like,
Black Desert, still going.
ESO launched, yeah. went over like a lead balloon, and now it's doing great.
You know, it's a great example of a game, Dungeon Fighter. Dungeon Fighter.
Oh, I forgot about Dungeon,
Dungeon
Fighter.
Dungeon Fighter still exists. It's an all Korean 2D MMO.
Can you still play EverQuest 1?
I don't know. But either way, my point still stands is if you're in the business of making MMOs, you get it to a point where you reach critical mass, right?
Yeah.
Where you got millions of people playing, and then you got to understand that it will taper off eventually. At that point, scale down the staff, put out new content once every 5 years, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because, yeah, you do eventually have to, like, scale down staff. But what you could do is, like, all right, this is the peak of everything. Let's work on a new, completely different thing that could do just as well, hopefully.
Ultima Online
still exists.
Still running.
Wow.
It's 24 years
old.
So
that's
almost.
Way older than RuneScape.
Yeah, I mean, Ultima, wow. I'm almost sure, is the oldest MMO.
Yeah, September 24th, 1997. Designed by Raph Koster. Yep, that is
God.
That is some.
And they got rid of
game.
Club Penguin. I mean, that's
they
sad.
Did get rid
that
of Club
is,
Penguin.
That is ridiculous. But anyway, happy birthday to RuneScape. Also, of which RuneScape, if I'm not mistaken, has the world record for most original pieces of music in one video game, Jesus. Which is easy when you're 20 years old.
Yeah, I'll say. Last, I want to hit on this. AGDQ 2021 kicked off yesterday. It'll be running throughout the week. For those who don't know, AGDQ is Awesome Games Done Quick, a charity speedrunning week-long marathon tournament with people running the games that you love, or in many cases, the games that you hate, as fast as they possibly can to raise money for charity. If you have any extra money to give, obviously, we encourage you to go ahead and make a donation. And just tune in and watch, because there's some unbelievable events happen. In fact, I'm going to go down to this evening's event so that we can check what's going on. Norris, the show comes out at 4?
Yeah.
All right, so at 4:22, no, you'll still be listening to this show. Never mind. You don't get to know what happens at 4:22. At 6 o'clock, we've got Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. We've got Elder Scrolls Skyrim at 6:46.
I will watch a Skyrim speed run with the quickness.
It is a glitchless main quest.
Oh. Really?
So that is going to be happening at 6:46 tonight.
How long do these typically take?
Well, different for all kinds of
games. I was about
to say
Skyrim, like, is in a couple hours.
They are. Okay. They're estimating that Skyrim is going to be 1 hour, 30 minutes.
That's
for
what I said, a couple hours.
Okay.
Dishonored 2 is on at 8:26 tonight.
Hmm.
Divinity Original Sin 2 will be on at 9:11. 10:06 is the recap. And then taking us into the overnight is Diablo 3.
And these are Eastern Standard Times.
These are all Eastern. Let me double check that. Yes, these are all Eastern Standard Times.
Eastern Standard Times. So, yep, make sure you guys check out Awesome Games Done Quick, Ish for Charity. And like Callie said, if you got a little bit of extra change hanging around, put it to good use. And especially this year where, not this year, but especially over the past few months, where a lot of people out there have been struggling with COVID-related health and financial issues. Just, you know, any little bit that can help for charity is a good move. Especially as COVID still goes on.
And I'm just double checking. I believe that is twitch.tv/gamesdonequick.
Yep. So there you go. That's going to be it for part one. In part two, we will be coming back near Automata, a game that somehow every year people find a way to talk about it, has finally had its quote unquote final secret exposed. And we're going to talk about that on part two coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. It's so nice to talk in this microphone.
Good to be back,
about
right?
Video games, man. I missed it so much.
How valuable is a week off sometimes? For like your brain.
You don't even know.
I have an idea.
You don't even know. Like, seriously, man. It was great to do nothing. Yep. It was so great to do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy to be back. Happy that the show is back. And I'm pretty sure all of you are happy that the show is back as well. But don't forget that a lot of our shows will also be coming back. The radio show will be coming back, so make sure you check all your local listings to find out if the Checkpoint radio show, national radio show, is playing in your town. You can go to checkpointxp.com to check that out, as well as all the cool web content that we do there.
Yeah, so I have podcasts.
That's right. Now, podcasts are coming back. This is back. There's a bunch of stuff coming back.
Yep. Other Identity will be out tomorrow.
That's right.
Technically, didn't even stop.
No, it didn't stop. Didn't stop.
But, I wanted to hit on this because here, Nier Automata is a game that, since it came out, seems to be a game that some outlet finds a way to talk about every year. It is a seminal game of the previous generation, and the art style, the music, the gameplay, everything about it just seems to continue to rivet people even years into its life. According to a report by Kotaku, apparently there was one last secret in this game to be found in a game with 95 damn endings, okay? There was still a secret hidden. And apparently there was a cheat code that allowed you to go right to the end of the game after beating the first boss. And apparently this cheat code was discovered by a guy who discovers cheat codes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Lance McDonald. You can follow him at @manfightdragon.
That's
on Twitter.
That's an awesome Twitter handle.
Especially for somebody who plays a lot of video games.
Yeah.
He has a video of him putting in the cheat code and making the skip. You do have to get rid of your save file. It'll ask you, do you want to sacrifice your save file in order to do this?
That's kind of cool, though. I like that.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, and especially if it's a save file where you've, like, unlocked everything
right,
on it.
Yeah.
It's, like, a big thing. But apparently this was confirmed by the game creator Yoko Taro that this was indeed the last thing that gamers had yet to find in the game.
I appreciate that he came out and say that.
Yeah, instead of us just being like, I think it's the last.
I hope it's a lie and there's more.
Yeah. Knowing Yoko Taro, there's something else. But with that said, I wanted to bring this up because I don't like this game.
No.
How dare you?
I don't like Nier. I've played it. I've beaten it. Every bit of it is fine. The gameplay is cool. It's cool to look at, I guess. It's just something about it that if somebody said, stranded on a desert island, I would never, ever pick Nier.
Norris, you and I were talking about this, right? Like, it is one of those games where, like, if you came up to me and told me, I'm a huge Nier fan, I wouldn't be like, that's a bad opinion.
It better be Nier Automata. Well, if you say, like, Nier Replicant, shut up.
Yeah, but if you say Nier Automata is, like, one of your favorite games, I would be like, yeah, sure. I mean, listen, I get it. Like, it is pretty to look at. The music is
unbelievable. Yeah.
It's so good. The gameplay is fine. It's satisfying. The story's interesting. Like, I understand. But I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like Nier Automata. I can't get into it. And it just kind of got us wondering, what games are you like that, where you recognize they're a good game? This is not saying we're not making a list of games that are bad.
Yeah.
We're saying these are games that we recognize are great games, and we don't like
that. They just don't do it for you.
And we're also curious what you at home. What
games, absolutely.
What games do you recognize are great, but you don't like them?
Absolutely. And so, Chad, since we already put out one game, we would like to ask you, because you gave us the side eye for saying we do not. You know what it is?
Mine's going to shock
you. You know what it is? It's the Gothic Lolita thing.
You're not into it?
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I was super geeked to get that outfit for my character in 14.
Those boots are amazing.
I mean, they are some of the best.
There's something about that look that reminds me of like that anime maid kind of thing.
I would say
you're not
so.
Into that. All right, okay.
I don't like that.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. You don't have to like it. I mean, it's up to your discretion.
It weirds me out. And especially because you could do the thing where you self-destruct and blow all the clothes. I don't like it.
You can also get an achievement for trying to look up her skirt 5 times.
Nice. I don't like it.
I don't blame
that's
you.
That's a little weird. I don't like that.
Sorry that I'm not a perv like everybody else.
She calls you out on it when you try.
I don't know how I feel. You shouldn't appreciate it.
Okay?
I'm torn whether or not like I appreciate the fact that she says no and then you have to.
I mean, I like that,
that
but
at the same time, the fact that you can do
it, you absolutely can.
Oh
do
no,
it.
You can't. So you
can go against her wishes.
Yeah. See.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chad, what's a game that you acknowledge is great, but just for some reason it doesn't do it for you?
All right. I hesitate because...
Oh, it's going to be a game that we love.
Oh, it's a game you both absolutely adore.
I already know what it's going to be.
Oh, God.
Say it.
League of Legends.
I understand. I understand. Listen.
So here's the thing. When you told me there was a potential League of Legends MMO, yeah. I was actively excited.
Yes.
Because I love the art style of League of Legends. I love the characters. I love all the excitement. I just don't like playing. Even Diablo, I have a little bit of a struggle, but it's still a little bit more exciting
for
me.
The isometric.
I don't like top-down stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I don't blame anyone who can't get into League of Legends.
Me neither.
That community is trash.
Well, the community aside, the game. I'm just talking the game itself. I say this as a Dead by Daylight player, but it's very repetitive.
I've always understood when people tell me they can't get into League of Legends, and I think you're right. Like, you recognize like what an incredible world with incredible characters
right.
and all this stuff, but maybe it's just not for you. I get that.
I just want to take those characters out of that setting and then play it in like, I want to learn the character lore. I want to learn that.
Well, and good, in my opinion, good on Riot for understanding that after a decade. But
it took 10 years.
But good on them for understanding that, because I think they've realized that they're approaching critical mass with League.
Right.
They're approaching to a point where the people who are going to play it are already playing it. And sure, they can add more people, but then people have kids. They move on with their lives. You lose. At this point, League may start approaching a point where it's losing more players than it's gaining. And the thing about it is, you don't want that world to just disappear when that game ends.
You've created too good a world to let that
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. It is like, in a strange way, it's like Star Wars in that sense of, you've created such a rich tapestry of characters and lore and world that you can't just have it be 9 movies and that's it.
Right.
Right.
You have to use it for something.
You have to use it for
something. And at the same point at time, I mean, like, there could be a new character in League and I would know nothing about that character because I'm just playing the game. Like, I'm not looking into the lore of it.
Right.
Like, it's not like it teaches you
the release
like,
video.
Yeah, unless you watch the video about that character and learn about it and blah, blah, blah. When you play the game, you don't just learn about this, story, the backstory, everything.
Right.
You have some weird dialogue choices. You have to actively search it out, which is why I like the idea of like an MMO, which reminds me of like World Warcraft coming from Warcraft.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, we learned about these characters, but what about these characters?
Yeah.
And I can be these new ones, and it's like a new realm that I can kind of...
The MMO fleshed out that world like the games never could. Completely agree.
Yeah, so absolutely. Callie, we're going to go back to you. What is another game that you think is absolutely great that you just can't get into?
Yeah. Well,
uh-oh.
I feel like I'm going to get kicked out of the LGBTQ community for this.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You
say Dead by Daylight. I'm coming for you.
I understand that it's a great game
mm-hmm.
with an incredible story and incredible characters
mm-hmm.
and great pacing and,
okay.
and all that. But I was so bored that I couldn't finish The Last of Us.
Ooh.
The part one or part two?
Part one.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Okay. Because listen.
Yeah.
You have missed out. You have missed out on one of the finest, most refined gaming experiences in the history of gaming.
I know.
Because does The Last of Us revolutionize anything? No.
No.
No, it doesn't. But if you want to talk about the pinnacle of video game acting, writing, motion capture, all that kind of stuff.
Voice acting, unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm not necessarily going to fight you on it. But I'm gonna definitely tell you that you are missing out.
I see, and I get it. Like I went into that game so excited because I had missed it when it first came out. I didn't catch it till years later, and I was so excited. And I remember just being bored to tears. Like, oh my god, when do I get to do stuff?
It's the first chapter of the first Last of Us, or the first like 5-6 hours, slow burn.
Is it? Okay.
Like you have the opening 10 minutes, which you go.
Which were great.
What a game.
The opening 10 minutes were amazing. And I was probably on about hour 6 of playing when I was literally like, I don't want to play anymore. This is boring.
Yeah, when am I going to do something?
Yeah, when am I going to get to do something?
Yeah.
It is. I feel like it is one of those games that one day I'll go back when I've got a bunch of time and I'll just play it. But man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recognize that it's a great game and that it changed a lot for a lot of people, but not for me.
I'm going to say this, and people are going to get real, real mad at me for this. The last Mario game I liked was Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Island. So that would be
Super Mario World 2.
That's Super Nintendo, right? Yep.
Yoshi's Island. That was it. 64. I liked it. Recognize it's a good game.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I guess. I mean,
Galaxy. Don't care. Sunshine, don't care.
I will say
Odyssey, don't care.
Sunshine, I agree with you. I didn't think Sunshine was great. I know a lot of people liked Galaxy. I didn't care for Galaxy. I love 64. I think 64 is amazing. And Odyssey, I've never gotten around to playing Odyssey.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Don't care. Every time a Mario game comes out, I go, why am I supposed to play this game?
Yeah, when Odyssey came out, I was still in Breath of the Wild and I missed it.
See, Breath of the Wild is a game that is amazing. Absolutely. You play it, it's amazing. You listen to it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You see, it's amazing. Everything about it is amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
All right? But people rave about every freaking Mario game that comes out as if somehow it is the most amazing thing since sliced bread, when Zelda, pound for pound, is the better series.
Well,
period.
I think you got to also remember this is, again, another nostalgia factor here. You're gonna get those people who used to play Mario and will play. Plus,
I used to play Mario.
Well, I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying most. But like, you get the two factor. You get the new kids who have never heard of Mario, which makes you sick. And then you have the people who nostalgia factor who will play Mario regardless.
These are not kids though. Here's the thing. I understood if
saying.
A game reviewer picks up Mario Odyssey and goes, wow, what an amazing game, a great experience, fun for the whole family.
Right.
In the same way that people can watch the next Pixar movie or whatever and say, this is a great film, great for the whole family. Is it the Citizen Kane of animated films?
No.
But that's what I'm saying, is that when I
they're great games, but they're not for you.
I feel like
it's not that they're not for me. I hate them. I am getting to a point where I objectively hate Mario games and I hate Mario fans because they talk like every Mario game is brilliant when there is a better game than every Mario game every year.
I don't know very many like hell-bent Mario fans, because like everyone I know is like
Rick. The problem
maybe
is that
that's
we have
it
because
like
yes,
I like everyone I know is like that was fun, and then that's the end of it. It's not like we're gonna rave about
but like,
I do get the opposite though, where people rave about Zelda, and I'm like, yeah, that's fun. I'll play it.
I'm sick of people talking about Ocarina of Time like it's still great today, and it's not.
It's a 20-something-year-old game.
But people will say it's still the best game of all time, and it's not.
You want to hear a hot take? GoldenEye for me. Like, I went back and played it.
GoldenEye is butt if you try to play
it. I was like, first off, the controls off the bat before you change it?
Is awful.
What were they thinking? Because at first I was like, how did I play this?
Because
as a child,
Chad,
my fingers weren't this long.
Chad, number one, you don't have three arms.
Correct.
Number two, life was very different when we only had one analog stick.
I guess, but at the same time, I was super... I remember loving that game.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, people get mad at me and Callie every time one of us says, Perfect Dark is a way better game.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark is Goldeneye with all the suck taken out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what Perfect Dark is.
No, seriously. But, you know, I go back and listen, I personally think Ocarina of Time is a top three game of all time. It ebbs and flows for me between Street Fighter 2 and Metal Gear Solid 1, whatever. But I think it's definitely in the top three. I think both Street Fighter 2 and Metal Gear aged way better. But the point that I'm trying to make about Mario fans and by proxy Nintendo stands is that certain games can be very good, but they sit over here on this little ass island. And that's what Nintendo is, right? You sit over here on this little ass island and you don't really experience much everything else. So every time Nintendo over here does something great, you think it's the greatest thing ever.
Right.
And guess what? They're not. There's even better platformers than Mario that come out every year. You know what I'd rather play? Number one, I'd rather play Celeste. I'd rather play anything made by the guys who made the Symphony of the Night series. What was the new one? Bloodstained.
I'd rather play Bloodstained.
I'd rather play any of them kind of Metroidvania. I'd rather play Hollow Knight. I'd rather play any of them kind of things than play a freaking Mario game.
Cave Story. You know what I want?
I want a year with no Mario. That's what I want. I want 2021 to be a year with no Mario because I want Nintendo to do something else.
I don't even know if that'll ever happen. If that happens, I don't even know what that would look like from Nintendo.
Grow up, Nintendo.
Looking a slow year.
It would be a slow year. Well, on top of it, you got to think not just, even if it wasn't just like a Mario game, there's those Mario subset games like
I'm cool with Mario Kart.
Yeah, but at the same time, they don't release like Mario standalone games every year.
I'm cool with Mario Kart. I'm cool with Mario Tennis. I'm cool with Mario Golf.
Mario Party. Golf was classic. Oh, Mario Party is great.
See, some people really like Mario Party. I don't really like Mario Party.
I think you have to be in like you have to play those types of games.
If you like Dead by Daylight, you like Mario
Party. Well, I think it's mostly because
that equates.
I'm telling you, if you pulled
the cross section, the Venn diagram.
I'm telling you, that Venn diagram's a circle.
Okay, the top circle's gay men. The second circle is Mario Party and the other one is Dead by Daylight players.
That's a circle. It's a circle.
That's a circle. That's just one circle.
They're all the same.
It's true. So, very briefly, I want to just, for you guys, I want to get one more game that you think is really good that you just don't like.
Okay, I hesitate saying this because I technically haven't played it, but I've been watching Kiefer play, and I'm waiting for Persona 5 to get good. It's gonna take like 20 hours long, and like I was like, when do you actually play the game? When do you actually battle ever? And it's I think he's three characters in, and he's finally doing that, and I'm like, that's so annoying. I'm so used to like Final Fantasy where it's like jump off a train, fight. All right, cool. Okay, I want that experience. I don't have the patience for this long story to unfold in front of me, and then I could do it. Like, I played this one anime game. I can't remember the name of it, but I returned it because I was like, when do I actually play the game? Because, all the clips were, the fights. And then I was playing for 30 minutes, and I didn't fight once.
Wow. That sounds like Lunar or something like that.
It was one that has, a million versions of it. I don't remember the name of it. It's on Steam on sale. I can't remember.
Shin Megami Tensei?
No, I don't remember.
Danganronpa or something like that?
It's something weird. I'll come back to it eventually when I remember. But
it sounds like Danganronpa. Yeah. Or Disgaea.
No, you like Disgaea.
Disgaea,
it takes a second, but you jump right into that game. So
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Callie, your last one.
Half-Life 2.
Really?
Ooh.
I'm going to make sure my friend David doesn't listen to this one
because
he'll burn your house down.
I played Half-Life 2 when it came out and thought it was super okay.
Two.
Well, I mean, I played one. Yeah, obviously.
You liked one.
I thought one was fine.
But you didn't like two.
And then I got into Half-Life. No, it's...
You wouldn't call it a GOAT level game.
Yeah, and people treat it like it is, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's a very competent shooter.
You know what it is? I think it's because they came out with that gravity gun.
Yeah.
And then
the
engine was incredible. It was like, oh wow, the physics of this game is pretty great and the actual gameplay is tight, but I never like any game with a voiceless protagonist, to be perfectly honest. Like, not let me not say never, but after
it's like you liked Persona 5.
No, it's true. But after we got to a certain point, but that's a part of Persona 5 that frustrates me.
Yeah,
but at least I get reaction dialogue choices.
Yeah.
But that was the part that I feel like after we got to like the PS2 era, that it was like, we don't need to do that anymore.
Once again, we return to why Mass Effect is the best trilogy of all time.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's going to be that for the episode. And like Callie said earlier, we want to hear from you. What is a game that you acknowledge is really good, but just doesn't do it for you? We want to hear more. Obviously, with the start of the new year, we're going to be talking about games that we're super, super excited about over the next year. But we just wanted to get back right into it and talk about some fun stuff for today. But for Callie Scales and Chad Callahan, I am your host, Norris Howard, and we will see you tomorrow. Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint on Campus, the number one resource for college esports. If you're looking for a show that can give you all the latest news for the college scene of esports, look no further. If you're a graduate and you want to see how your alma mater is doing, well, we got the information for you. Whether it's the folding of TESPA or the latest scores and highlights, make sure you tune in to Checkpoint on Campus. That's on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.